Plenty came up with an immediate idea.
Why don't we go down to the front lawns, stand back and watch all the Abbey windows? We may catch sight of the one who's always looking through them.
Snowdrop puts aside a pen.
Really, young mouse? You've lived at Redwall how long? 15 or 16 seasons? Tell me, in all that time did you ever see any creature who had little else to do than stand about gazing through windows night and day? Eh?
Blinty saw how foolish his idea must have sounded.
Sorry, sister. I see what you mean. I was only trying to help.
Tribsy wrapped a huge digging claw upon the table.
I say the bestest way to solve the riddle be's to start at the beginning of it.
Snowdrop complimented him.
An excellent suggestion. I always said that no beast could beat sound mole logic. Now, we know that the sun rises anew each day, but we don't know what a roulaine is. However, this mention of a warrior maid with wildlock blood fits your description, Tyria.
The otter maid pointed at herself.
Me? I'm not a warrior.
A wry look crossed the old sister's face.
Excuse my asking, but are you not the one who led the charge against a gang of water rats and saved the osprey? And do you not carry around a sling named Whoopet? A weapon with which you slew a vermin with a single throw from an incredible distance? Please, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't the blood of wildlock otters run through your veins? Hence the very name you go by, wildlock?
Tyria attempted to equal their interrogator's irony.
Huh, we know all that. Can't you stop quibbling and get on with your explanation of the poem, my good mouse?
Snowdrop resumed without comment.
It states that you must cross the Western Sea. But let's skip ahead a few lines. The object of your journey is to aid your kin beasts. Doubtless that means other otters. We know that they dwell on this place called Green Isle and are in some kind of difficulty. So, that's a start.
Gilly interrupted by referring to the line Snowdrop had skipped over.
Right then, but we're not on Green Isle, neither is Tyria. So our first task is exactly what Brinty meant. We must first find the window watcher who is always looking at the signs feathers make. That seems to be the key to this puzzle. I wonder who it can be.
Tribsy blinked a few times, allowing the information to sink in.
I don't know who it bees, do we?
Brinty looked to the recorder.
Have you any ideas, sir?
Snowdrop whispered.
No use asking him. I'm afraid the poor fella's fallen asleep again.
With both paws folded across his gently heaving chest and both eyes closed, Quelt surprised them by speaking.
On the contrary, sister. The poor fellow's wide awake and drinking in every word you've spoken. Deary me, it's you lot whose eyes are really closed. The answer's staring you right in the face.
Tyria began to feel impatient with Quelt's manner.
If you have the answer, sir, I'd be grateful if you'd give it to us instead of pretending to be asleep.
Quelt continued with his eyes still closed.
You were doing quite well for the main part. At least Snowdrop was. Though it was young Giri who asked the most pertinent question. Who is the one who looks through windows at the signs made by feathers?
Opening his eyes, the librarian pointed directly at Snowdrop.
It's you, my aged assistant.
The little sister's voice rose squeakily.